Hello. There's nobody here to take your call at the moment, which is why I'm playing with the answer phone. It's a Panasonic AX1000 AutoLogic microcassette remote control answering system.
Hold your noise. Keep still, you little devil, or I'll cut your throat.
Listen, mate, listen. I was only joking. We have got room, really. You can come in if you want.
I can't sleep. I'm afraid of the dark. Mummy! Mummy! I can't sleep.
I'm Sign Man. I know all about signs, especially road signs. Road signs are there to make roads safer for people. When you know as much as me, you'll be safer too.
I don't know where I am, but it's important to explore new places and expand one's horizons. I might discover all sorts of tasty morsels.
It was a blue sign. It's okay, though. You're doing well.
Flash is very fast.
Wonder Woman is very strong.
Captain America has a strong shield.
Superman can fly!
Obi-Wan Kenobi is a Jedi Master!
Rats! Why couldn't it be raining, or hailing, or sleeting? Any minute, any second it would happen. The words he'd been dreading, the words he'd give anything not to hear, the words...
Oops! Sorry to interrupt, but would you like the bins emptying?
Full up! But we booked! I've got the wife outside, waiting with the donkey. She's expecting a baby any minute now. There's snow everywhere in 6-foot drifts, and you're trying to tell me that you're full up.
Oh, Teddy, what can I do? I've got no friends apart from you. And you can't talk, and you don't care. I'm such a sad and lonely bear.
You're unusually slow, sir, with your breakfast this morning. The girl is waiting to know whether she is to go straight to the school or up to the lodge. Are you speaking of young Miss Gradgrind, Mr. Bounderby? Your observation being limited to little puss, and there being two little girls in question, I did not know which might be indicated by that expression.
But they have to be somewhere.
Why do you keep bothering me with this? They just aren't any grown-up ladybirds. Not at all. Full stop.
Yeah, but what about Mummy? How silly that is. Why don't they call you June Beetle if you creep around being scary in June?
Wow! I had no idea that grown-up ladybirds had to do that.